Welcome, one and all, to the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast, where we share your stories of all of the questionable and incredibly entertaining decisions that you've made in life. Your tour guides for this amazing ride are me, Shit Show Shauna, and my partner in crime, the dazzling Diva. Now grab yourself a cold beverage, sit back, and celebrate the fact that you're not the only one out there making bad decisions. Now let's go.
Hey, Shauna.
Hey, Double D. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. I actually had a really fun weekend.
You did? Do tell.
Yes. Well, I spent time at the water park with Donnie and Daphne. Do you remember them from the Edible Virgin episode?
Yes. So for our listeners, Edible Virgin, episode 13. If you haven't listened, go back and check it out. Definitely.
Is that episode 13?
Yes.
Lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13.
In Vegas. Oh, wow. Okay. I'll buy a lotto tonight.
So how was your time at the water park with them?
Oh, big, big fun. We rode all the rides like 10 times over. And let me just say, there were quite a few little swim trunks out there that required a double take. I was like, oh yes, sir. Thank you very
looking
much.
Looking good.
Swim trunks looking quite moist. Yeah.
So Double D, every time I think of a water park, I think of that ride that's like shoots you just like straight down, and like it's like a luge track,
yes,
right? It's just a straight down shot. Did you do that one?
Yes. Why go if you're not gonna do that? Yeah, that's standard. Okay. And that one is it's the most fun, but also I think part of the fun is that you're literally on the verge of death. And if you've seen people on it, you will see they have their arms folded across their chest.
Yeah.
Because if your arms are hanging free, you'll lose a limb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll lose a limb. So that's part of the fun.
Okay. So, but here's my question. That thing gives you the worst wedgie ever.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe dudes in like board shorts, maybe they don't get the wedgies, but like, does anybody else ride that thing without a wedgie?
I think even the board shorts, I think the lining underneath is wedged up there when you come off.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at people when they get shot out and then they stand up there, it's compacted up in there. Like any material is just, it's up in there pretty deep.
It's invasive.
It is very invasive. Then you get back in line and you do it again.
Yeah. So you know, I'm wondering something. I haven't been to a water park in many years. Are there any Speedos at the water park? Does anybody wear Speedos at the water park?
There are Speedos. There are bikinis where there shouldn't be. It's anything goes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's family fun.
Yeah. Nothing says family fun like a Speedo.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's letting it hang loose. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Oh my gosh. Well, how fun.
Yes. So of course, Donnie, guess what he's doing? He's swimming with his watch on, right?
Yeah.
And so Daphne was like, hey, well, you know, you need to take your watch off so it doesn't get damaged. And I mean, you know, most watches, you can have them like in the water for a time, but not completely submerged for an extended period of time, you know?
Yeah. Or at any depth of any sort.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's like floating on the lazy river, like with his one arm in the air, trying to keep his watch dry. The fuck? Like, and of course, he ignores Daphne because he knows best. So she tells him, take the fucking watch off. But, you know, he knows best. So unbeknownst to any of us, he did eventually take the watch off. And we had, you know, kind of taken a break and got some burgers or whatever. So he took one of the burger bags. And he put his watch in it for safekeeping. So I remember seeing him at some point walking. I'm like, damn, he really liked these water park burgers. Because he's like, you know, like I ate a few bites and tossed mine. But I'm like, man, he's really into these water park burgers here.
He's committed.
But he's committed. So he was, you know, walking around. And then eventually he handed the bag, his burger bag, to his teenage son, and he told him to hold on to the bag for him.
Yeah.
So, like anyone else, I guess, you know, son thought this is just dad's leftover burgers.
Yeah.
And so, and well, you know, teenagers, they have their cooperation time limit. So after carrying around the burger bag for his dad for a while, eventually Sun found the closest rubbish bin and tossed the burger bag.
Yes, of course he did. Like most of us probably would.
Yes.
So here we are, a beautiful, wonderful day. And at the end of the day, Donnie was like, "Hey, Sun, where's my bag?" And he said, "Oh, I tossed that like 4 hours ago."
Oh, shit.
He didn't even remember what part of the park we were in when he tossed the bag. So Donnie was like, "What? My Rolex was in that bag."
Shut up. It was a fucking Rolex?
So, yes. So now, pan the camera to me. Let the camera pan around to me and look at my face. I am biting the whole inside of my mouth to keep from fucking cracking up laughing because I'm like, "Oh, like what? You put a $12,000 Rolex in a burger bag and you don't tell the person, like, right. Hey, FYI, my watch is in there, so hold on to it tight." And really, not to be judgy, I don't want to be, you know, judgy Judy or whatever, but if that's the best you can do to keep up with a Rolex, I mean, honestly, maybe you're a Timex kind of guy, you know, maybe you're not Rolex material. I mean, that's wouldn't right. you say, like, that's the best you can do? So,
oh, I agree. Yeah, I mean, takes a licking and keeps on ticking, right? Maybe yes, that's your speed, yes. My friend.
Maybe that's your speed.
Oh,
so,
my
you
God.
Know, that was my weekend. Fun times, relax, rest, and Rolex.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, uh-huh. That's crazy. And to think that Rolex is out there in a landfill somewhere.
In a landfill, but probably still ticking.
Probably still ticking. Yeah, yep. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And somebody who thinks maybe there's some leftover burger smacks in there might get a really nice surprise.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I'd be so pissed.
Do people go scouring through landfills?
Oh, probably that, not. Raccoons do. Yeah. There might be a raccoon out there with a really nice Rolex.
Yeah, and I think that would be a good look for a raccoon.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, how was your, what's been going on your end?
Well, things have been just moving along. Things have been good. I actually went and got my nails done today, so I was very excited.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought I saw a little spit shine over there on the nail.
Yeah, I don't do any color. And this is going to sound so strange. I don't do color on my fingernails because I feel like it looks really weird. I know. You're
strange.
Looking at me sideways like the dog does when you're like, "Hey," and he looks sideways at you. That's how you just look at me. Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lost dog right now. I don't understand what you're saying.
So it's this weird thing I have. Like when I see color on other people's nails, I love it. I think it looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. But when I put it on my own, I think it looks really weird. So I always just have them like buff them up and shape them and stuff like that.
And you know, now that you say that, I can't imagine you with color on your nails.
Right?
I don't think it goes. Yeah.
I know. It's strange. So anyway, so while I was sitting there having my pedicure and my manicure done at the same time, right? Which is always fun because then you've got there were two Vietnamese girls.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
And they're chatting. And it always just piques my interest, right? I'm like, what are they saying right now? Mm-hmm. And I'm watching the girl who's doing my fingernails, and she would like do something with my nail and she'd be talking to the other girl. And I highly doubt they were talking about my fingernails, right? But she would like kind of like angle my fingernail in the other girl's direction, probably to like look at it in a different light. But it looked like she was like showing the girl my fingernails, right? Uh-huh. Like check out these girl's nail beds. Like, ew,
yeah,
look at her.
Yeah.
So anyway, so, it, you know, always a fun experience, but as I was sitting there, I was thinking about this story, and it's just a little story that I thought about that I haven't ever told you. So have I ever told you about the time when I was in
Vietnam?
Back in Nam. No. Oh, so I think this was, I don't know, it was in the town where I went to college, and I think I was back visiting, a couple of my friends had come back and we were visiting for a weekend or whatever. And one of my friends, we had gone out like on a Saturday night, say, right? And we were just getting after it, having a good old time, all kinds of shenanigans, having a great time. And the next day she had had to leave town and go back to wherever she was from a couple hours away. And she called me and she said, "Hey, I forgot my credit card at that bar last night."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because this was back when they would, well, and it depends on the bar, but sometimes they hold on to your card, you know? So I said, "Oh, no worries. I'll go and pick it up for you. No big deal." So I went down to the bar and I was like, "Hey, my name is Lucy. And, you know, I left my credit card here last night." And the guy was like, "Oh, okay." So he goes and he grabs this stack of credit cards.
Oh, I'm sure. I was just thinking, I'm sure they have a whole stack.
Yeah. So this stack is like literally like an inch thick. Okay. And so he's like flipping through the cards looking for it. And as I'm watching, I'm like, "Oh shit, I think that was my card." Now remember, I was pretending to be her, right?
Oh, so, no.
Yeah, so he finally comes to hers and he's like, "Oh, is this it?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, that's it." So I take it. I'm like, "What the hell do I do now?" So I take the card and I leave and I walk down the block and I was like, "Oh my God." So I was like, "I have to go back and get it." So I turn around and I go back in and I made up the story about, "Oh, so my friend Shauna just called me and she said she left her card."
She left her card too. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It was a proud moment. So yeah, I was just thinking about that story and how much fun that was and how hilarious it was.
So ridiculous. So while the Vietnamese ladies were talking shit about your nails, because they were, you're like, they weren't angling for better light. They were talking shit about your nail beds. This is what you think of?
Yes, I know. It's so random, right? Well, because I knew we were going to be recording. And so I was just thinking about things and I was like, "God, that was a funny moment." So, an event, not a story. So I didn't want to use a whole episode for it, but I thought you'd appreciate the
It was a moment. It was definitely a moment. Oh my goodness.
But do you have a story for me today? Because I've been missing you and I've been missing our stories. So.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I do have a story. I mean, it's not really a story. It's just me talking about my life because I've just kind of turned a different corner in life. And I want to share some things that I've discovered.
I'm not interested. Are you trying to preach the Bible to me right now?
I always preach the Bible to you. Not only do I preach the Bible, I preach what's the other one called? What's the one?
The Book of Mormon, the Quran.
The Quran. Yes, all of those. Speaking of, remember on I don't even remember which episode it was, but I was, talking about my history with the Indian guys. And so I was talking to this Indian potential suitor the other day and I was like, what are you? Are you Hindu, Muslim? Are you just the sheer shock on his face as I'm like naming up. And he was like, he seemed kind of scared. He was like, I am Hindu. I said, "Oh, okay. So don't eat the beef. Okay. I got it.
Double D, if that's your dating approach, I can see how that would be a little off-putting. You're like, "Let's just get the cards on the table. What are you?
No, but this is my story, and it's about dating. Okay. And I don't think it has a title. So I'm just gonna say dating number one.
Okay.
I mean, not number one, but
we know because number one was Lonnie Parkour.
Yeah,
that was back when. So
that was way back when.
We got to give Lonnie the credit that he's due. And again, for our listeners, if you haven't listened to The Legend of Lonnie Parkour, go back and give that a listen. It is
absolutely
episode number 11. So
absolutely. So after being, in a long term, that Double D has been in a long term relationship until recently. So I'm back on the market.
Back on the prowl, if you will.
Back on the prowl. Yeah, no, that's a way better way to describe it because I definitely am on the prowl. And so I've discovered those years that, I was locked down in a relationship. I discovered that I have gotten a little bit older. But shockingly, I have discovered that the men have gotten a lot older. Really? Like, their pawpaws And I'm just like, what has happened to you gentlemen in these few years that I've been in a relationship?
So how long has it been? Like, what, you said a few years?
2014.
Okay, so, oh my gosh, that's like 9 years. That's more than a few years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can see how the balls have been aging. Okay.
Yes.
Carry on.
So, you know, I meet people through a variety of ways, a combination of real life and also on the apps, you know, and at the water park and at the gas station. Like, I'm open wherever you are. Like, I was, this is like 100% true. I was at a friend's relative's funeral. And, you know, we said, oh, yes, you know, God bless her soul. You know, may they rest in peace. And I was like, hey, though, what's up with your nephew over there? Is he single? So it is never an opportunity that I let pass without, you know, looking for my next potential victim.
That reminds me of Wedding Crashers, when they flip it and instead of being Wedding Crashers, then they become Funeral Crashers and they're going and looking for women at the funerals. Yeah.
I don't think I saw that part of the movie.
Oh.
Maybe I fell asleep by then.
Yeah. No, it's...
I remember the wedding
Will song. God, is it Will Ferrell? I think it's Will Ferrell who's like the Mac
Owen
Daddy.
Wilson, right?
Well, Owen Wilson is in it, but he's like the protege, like the guy who's like the godfather. I think that's what they call him, is the godfather or something.
Oh.
Like that. But he's like the old perv and he's
teaching the young guy how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, I need an old perv to teach me how to do it, or maybe I am the old perv. I don't know. But anyway. So in my little prowling, I'm currently entertaining two very strong candidates from my roster. And then let me just say the term strong candidates is very relative, you know. Mm-hmm. They're strong compared to the rest of the roster. So you know
I have to ask here, right? Because the first thing that comes to mind here is like NFL training camp. So do we have stats that we can use to assess the viability, you know, and the strength of these candidates?
I don't have any stats because it's still, you know, we're still going through the draft process. So I'm still just looking at preliminary numbers and performance. And I don't have any hard numbers yet.
Okay. Yeah. So you haven't made either of them run like the 40 or anything yet?
I have not. No. Okay. No.
Okay.
No, I don't. They haven't done, you know, their bench press and their squats and all of that, long jump and short jump and, you know, whatever.
Hopefully longer than short.
Right. Mm. We always like longer over shorter. So anyway, as I'm, you know, these candidates, the two, you know, leading candidates, I was with one, and I had too much to drink. I was at his home. I had had too much to drink. So I just took me a little nap and said, hey, I'll just kind of sleep it off and, you know, then get up and go home later, whatever. So, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night and, you know, I was still pretty buzzed, but I was trying to figure out like, oh, should I go home? And because you know how I am, I've already talked about this in the Che Guevara Barbie episode, that I don't like sleeping away from home. Mm-hmm. I like sleeping in my own bed so I can lift my head, lift my feet and, you know, sleep like a
la
taco
Barbie. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, so I'm trying to check the scene, like, can I go home? You know, I want to be in my own bed. Though he did have a very nice bed. It was very comfortable, but it still wasn't my bed. So I'm, you know, I woke up, I'm looking around trying to figure out what time it is. And I finally find a clock. It's on the other side of the bed on the side table. And it was like 2:40. So I was like, yeah, I'll just go back to sleep and just, you know, I'll just head out in the morning. And so the next morning I wake up and I realize the little cube clock that I located in the middle of the night, half sleep, was a friggin' CPAP. And though it was super efficient, it's super efficient to have a combination, you know, timepiece and medical device.
Right.
It was still like a fucking CPAP. And I'm like, okay.
So was he wearing it?
No, he wasn't wearing it. Okay. And that was my thought. I'm like, all that fucking snoring you did last night that, you know, like I would wake up periodically and think, my God, like, he needs a CPAP, but, you know,
he has one.
So I don't know why he didn't wear it. I don't know why he didn't put the mask on and just do the whole, you know, I always have to do this with a CPAP. The Luke, I am your father. So I don't know why he didn't just do his Darth Vader thing and we could all get some fucking rest.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, so I was like, okay, note to self, you know, this is part of the assessment, you know?
Right.
So the other front runner, this was a separate night, and he called me and I missed his call and I called him back like 20 minutes later. So when I called him back, it went to voicemail. And so when I talked to him the next day, I said, hey, you called me and then I called you back 20 minutes later and now all of a sudden you're not available. That's rude. And so I have very strict standards of etiquette. Let me just say that.
This is a competition, right?
Exactly.
Like, bring your A game or don't bring anything. Yeah.
Exactly. Help me help you. Are you trying to win or what? You know? So I'm like, you know, that's super rude. And so he was like, no, I called you as soon as I got out the shower. And then I went and I put my dream machine on. And as soon as I put my dream machine on, you know, I'm out like a light. I was like, oh, okay, dream machine. What is that? Like white noise or like something? And he's like, no, it's a machine. It shoots air in my nose and mouth. And I'm like, fuck you and your dream machine. That's a CPAP. Like, you know, don't be giving it no fucking my dream machine. And, but you know, that's a fucking medical device, not some vanity machine that like helps you relax and dream of a little sheep in a field and nibbling daisies. Like it's a fucking medical device. So of my two front runners, both of them are CPAP users.
Okay. Well, you can't use that as a distinction between the two. Double D, when you said that he was talking about his dream machine, I thought for sure he was referring to you.
No. I'm thinking something that's like, near, 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 near. You know, some little like lullaby thing that helps. No, CPAP. That's CPAP. Not a dream machine. That's medical. Like that's on your insurance. No. So I'm just like, I don't know. I really hate this, but I feel like I'm entering the age where the hottest sex toy on the nightstand is the CPAP machine. So it's like, am I going to be taking the little mask and having you, you know, blow air up my cooch from your CPAP? Like,
what doesn't sound so bad when it's hot in the summer? Yeah, give me a little ventilation.
But, you know, what is my life coming to that the most exciting part of getting in bed with someone is, you know, when they say, hey, get the strap on, they're talking about strapping on their CPAP mask. Like, I don't want this to be my life. Like, I don't want. And then let me just ask the question to the gentleman, like, what are you guys doing in your young years that once you reach 40, you're unable to breathe through the night? Like, are you fucking huffing paint your whole 20s and 30s? Like, what? No, she's like, what the? Like, why can't nobody breathe? What's wrong with y'all? So, yeah. Yeah, so don't even get me started on the blood pressure medicine. Like,
my goodness.
Because we know what blood pressure medicine does, right? It lowers your blood pressure.
Yeah.
Well... We need
sometimes
that pressure,
blood
gentlemen.
Pressure is important.
Yes, we need that pressure, gentlemen. So maybe you need to go take a walk around the park after dinner so you can avoid the blood pressure medicine, because we don't need your blood pressure too low, because I'm just like, at that, I'm like, damn, like, okay, so nothing below his waist works. Like, I'm looking at the prescriptions like, okay, he's just dead below the waist. The blood doesn't even flow that far because the pressure's so low. So, yeah, that's...
So Double D, how do you feel about being a cougar?
I'm not a cougar.
No, I'm saying maybe it's something.
Oh, getting a 20-year. Oh, yeah. You know what? Yes.
Bet there's a dating app for that. Like,
I'm sure. Yes. Okay.
Cougar,
yes. I'm
cougar
okay.
Town
I'm okay.
Or something.
Yeah, I'm okay with it because I went with my friend to visit her son at college, and before I left, I did ask her son. I said, "Hey, did your roommate think I was a MILF?" He was like, "Well, I don't know. I haven't asked him." I was like, "Okay, well, make sure you do."
And regardless of what he says, tell me yes.
Exactly. So yes, I would be okay being a cougar. Yes.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. The floor of my age range is 18.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'd say that's plenty young.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can go to war for this country,
you can go, you to, can war go to war in my pants.
In my pants. So yes. Yes.
Oh, Double D.
So that's dating. That's what's waiting on me out here in the streets. It's like, wow. Like,
it's tough.
What
out
happened?
There.
I
hear
tough.
That from all of my single friends. It's tough, and most of them, it's frankly, so have just given up because it just sucks so bad.
It does suck so bad, but I really, really love the company of men.
Yeah,
I do. So I'm not in a, I have to be in a relationship, but I do like being entertained by men.
Well, so. Have you ever considered hiring a clown? Which I'm sure half the guys you've dated have been clowns anyway.
Absolutely. It's a lot of clowns. It is a lot of clowns out there, and they work for free.
Yes.
They absolutely work for free. So I'm telling you, I don't know what the balance is, because I thought, because right now in the space I'm in, I am not emotionally suitable to be in a relationship. So take that off the table. So it should just be really easy. Just someone for companionship. Let's have some laughs. Let's have some facts, and let's just have a good time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's harder than you would think. And then these guys are so, I don't know. It's like they've switched places with us, because now they're so emo, and they're just, you know, it's just so many emotions. I'm like, oh my goodness, gosh, like, I don't want to hear about your bad day at work and your coworkers don't like you and blah, blah, blah. They're not supposed to like you. They're your coworkers. They get paid to work with you, not to like you. But yes, I have to listen to all of that. And that's like girlfriend material. I'm not your girlfriend.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, that's
girlfriend.
A big distinction.
Yeah.
So I have all kinds of thoughts here. Like, have you considered things like either maybe hiring an escort or potentially, I don't know, and I don't know if they have these, but they probably do. Have you ever seen like the Asian sex robots? Like,
listen, to the person that doesn't even have a dildo, like, I don't.
You don't have a dildo?
I don't.
Okay, maybe
I can't get into it.
Maybe
no.
That's your answer. You're not supposed to get into it. It's supposed to get into you.
I know, but I can't get into it getting into me. It's weird to me. And I'm just imagining myself. Just, I'm like outside of my body, looking down on myself, imagining that I'm laying here diddling myself. And it's weird. You know?
Wow.
The only masturbation I enjoy is with an audience. I'm sorry, an audience of one. I'm sorry. An audience of one is on my OnlyFans page.
Yeah, or maybe doing a little brief stint overseas in the red light district. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. No, it's not about the sex. It's about the whole experience. Like, you know, a glass of wine over dinner and just, you know, just that little, the little dance that you do. And, you know,
I am kind of speechless. I think you are literally the only one of my female friends who doesn't have a sex toy, a dildo, a vibrator.
I just can't. It's weird. Wow.
It is weird.
But I know I have friends. And
I'm sad for you a little bit.
I know I have friends who really enjoy it, but I just, and then my one friend, she was like, oh, just relax and have a glass of wine. And I was like, do I have to get myself drunk to diddle myself? Like, that's a lot of work. Like that.
Oh, well, now you know how dudes feel.
I guess so, because I'm like, that is a lot of work just to get a little piece of ass. You know, it's not in me. I'll just turn on my DVR and see what's on TV.
Oh,
what shows do I have recorded?
Wow.
So, yes. Yeah.
Well, I have a sneaking suspicion that some of our listeners are going to want to help you out with that situation. So I'll be curious to see if anybody has any thoughts or suggestions on a starter tool for Double D.
I've seen ads for this Rose. Have you ever tried the Rose?
No.
Yeah. No. If anyone's listening, if you want to send me a Rose, I mean, wait, in the package, not pre-used.
Not for you.
In a sealed package. You can send me a Rose.
Well, I'll have to check that out. I have not looked at that. I haven't been in the market for a while. I got a new vibrator, like, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago. And so I haven't been in the market for a new one.
What, 3 years? That's a long time, huh?
Well, if it's a good one, it'll last you a while.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
And you take care of it. You know, you got to keep things clean. You take care of them. Maintain them.
Once again, a lot of work. A lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not going to take me to dinner. It's not going to tell me my dress is pretty. It's not going to tell me I have a pretty smile. Like, you know, it's
I know,
not
but you
gonna...
were just saying all of the emotional bullshit. It drives you crazy.
It's not emotional. No, that's not emotional. That's ego boosting. You know, it's not going to sit across from me at dinner and, like, you know, sneak peeks of my boobs and act like it's not trying to look, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's a dance. It's a dance. I enjoy the dance. So, hey, Pickles.
Yeah, Pickles just got home from school. Hi, Pickles. How was your day? She says it was very good.
Oh, yes.
All right, Double D. So. Well, I think you need to do some research and maybe invest. And maybe one of our listeners will see about getting you a rose. They'll like, give you the, what is that? The thing in The Bachelor? The final rose?
The final rose, yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I'm open, but it has to be worth my while, and it has to be low maintenance and easy.
Yeah, just like
and you. Take me to dinner. Yes, just like me, low maintenance and easy.
Oh, and on that note,
yeah.
All right, should we wrap it up for today?
I guess that's enough of my war stories from the dating trenches. So yes, we'll wrap it up.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of people are feeling your pain on that one. So I'm sure you're not alone in what you're going through. Oh, well, keep with it. And seriously, maybe think about, you know, an escort or a mime, maybe a clown.
You're
a dancing monkey.
Your suggestions are getting worse and worse by the minute. So.
Or better. Depends on your perspective.
Yes. Yeah. No, definitely worse. They are definitely getting worse.
Okay.
But I appreciate the feedback.
All right, Double D. We'll stick with it. And I'll see you next week. All right.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast. Make sure you follow our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and this will ensure you don't miss out on any of the head-spinning STD madness. And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at STD Podcast Story to make sure you get the full picture for each of our stories. Sometimes we get pictures to supplement our stories, and that's where you'll find them. You can also tweet us your thoughts about the stories at STD Podcast Story. And for the real heavyweights, if you'd like us to share your story, email it to us at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com. Extra cool points if you supplement your story with pictures. Now, get out there, do some stupid shit, and don't forget to tell us all about it.